The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The spending of Ireland's 14 billion Apple windfall is likely to take centre stage in the general election. For more on this, I'm joined on the line now by Gabia Gadifiskeche, political correspondent with the Irish Independent. Morning, Gabia.
Morning, Anton.
The options for how to spend it, I assume there's essentially three. It goes into current expenditure and goes into departmental budgets. It pays down the national debt, or we lump it into big capital programmes. Is that it?
That seems to be really the crux of it. We did have both the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste saying yesterday that it can't be used for day-to-day spending. So, for example, you know, you can't have a bumper cost of living package worth 13 or 14 billion euro when everybody gets maybe a little bit of money back in their pocket. It does have to be invested in some way. And those are some of the options. Paying off the national debt, for example, is one. You could put it into capital projects, and that seems to be very much the thinking across government at this stage. But also, I mean, the question is, when are we actually going to get this money and who's going to be making the decisions on it? Certainly, the indications now seem to be that it'll be at least 6 months before it actually comes in to the Exchequer, and then the government of the day will have to make a decision. Of course, in about 6 months' time, it could be passed or looking into a general election. So we're not really sure who's going to actually be making the decisions on it, and if it'll even be this government.
Although presumably a bit like a staff member in a company knowing they're going to get a good bonus, the fact of it arriving in 6 months can be priced into decisions the government are making now.
Yeah, so it'll likely to be a manifesto issue for really all of the political parties as we head into a general election. And it's likely that it'll become an election issue. What are you going to do? What is your party going to do with the 13, 14 billion euro that we have coming shortly? Of course, we could also put into one of those funds that were created by Michael McGrath when he was Minister for Finance. I don't know if many people will be very impressed with that, especially when we have, of course, we know a housing shortage. We have huge capital infrastructure projects that have been promised for many years and delayed, such as the metro. So, you know, Sinn Féin and the opposition parties very much putting the heat on government, saying to invest it into infrastructure, into housing. Labour's Jed Nash speaking at Leinster House yesterday saying, look, put it into offshore wind. You know, long-term investments that'll hopefully result in the benefit of the country.
Will it be used as a stick to beat government with over anything that isn't being done? If there is a health budget deficit, we'll hear, why not use the Apple billions? If there is infrastructure that isn't being built, why not use the Apple billions? If there is refusal to invest in any way, why not use the Apple billions?
It could be. We do also, I mean, the economy is doing pretty well and the government does have money. That's why we have those overseas funds that Michael McGrath set up, and there is money in there for a rainy day, if you will. So the government does have cash at its disposal. I think what will be really crucial for it to do when the money does come through from that escrow fund, we know that the NTMA and Revenue are now looking at liquidating the funds that have been invested into cash and putting it back into the Exchequer. Whenever that money does come through, to make a decision what to do with it relatively quickly. If you're going to invest it, fair enough. If you're going to build big capital projects, fair enough. Do that quickly and invest that money quickly so that that debate is finished. Otherwise, anytime we have a scandal, for example, with our healthcare or housing, whatever else it may be, you know, there will be calls, as you rightfully say, well, sure, we have 13 billion at our disposal, use that money and get on with it.
Presumably as well, the government will want to get the debate over quickly because of the potential embarrassment in respect of existing and prospective FDI investors.
So I think it's quite remarkable that the government tried really, really hard not to have this 13 billion from Apple. You know, that's why we've seen this case go on for so long. That's why we've seen 10 million euro of taxpayers' money being pumped into fighting the legal case to not receive that 13 billion. So it's money that they don't particularly want. Pascal Donoghue, public expenditure minister, speaking yesterday, you know, you could kind of see a little bit that he's been insisting for years, we don't have any sweetheart tax deals with any multinational company. Well, actually, you know, the highest court in the EU has ruled otherwise now. And we now have all of these 13 billion worth of reasons why we have been making, you know, certainly a tax haven to some extent for a lot of these multinational companies. He was making the point that, look, a lot of them provide a lot of jobs here in Ireland, the multinationals, they also pay a lot of tax here already. All fair arguments, but the reality stands that we shortchanged Apple for many, many years and we tried hard not to get this money. So certainly now that the taxpayer is getting it, government would be wise to put it to use and to decide what to do with it quickly.
Now, of course, one of the questions is whether or not that reputational damage accrues at the point of the decision being made by the court, or whether it accrued as long, when the original allegation was made. As in, the fact that this is historical tax treatment and the fact that it has been running on as long as it has, any embarrassment that might have been caused to us, any negative impact on FDI, has that already, is that water under the bridge, or is it an immediate impact thanks to the court decision yesterday?
I think as long as you have those negative headlines and as long as the story keeps running for Ireland, I mean, that's all reputational damage. It doesn't matter if it lasts a month or if it goes on for years like it has in this case. I think certainly the longer a controversy, if you will, drags on, the more damaging it can be for Ireland. Now, what does that actually mean? I mean, we've upped our corporation tax from 12.5% to 15%. Is Apple going to suddenly up and leave? I don't think so, because Ireland was seen to take the side of the multinationals in this scenario. And so I think even Jack Chambers, finance minister, speaking yesterday, he said, look, I met with Apple a couple of months ago. They're very committed to staying here in Ireland. I think they employ about 4,000 people. So I don't think they're going to up and leave. But it also sends a signal to other multinational companies. Look, if we do sweetheart tax deals with you, we will stand over them and we will defend them. And Minister Donoghue made that point as well. He said, if we didn't challenge you know, the previous rulings, then it would have been the case, it would have shown that we don't have faith in our own tax policy.
We're obviously heading towards an election either in March or in November, depending on which way you bet. The political fallout of this, because Mary Lou MacDonald has said, quotes, you couldn't make this up. The parties of government who lecture fiscal prudence sought to obstruct more than 13 billion that the state was due. They defended the indefensible and persisted with throwing more millions of taxpayers' money pursuing this case. And ANC leader Padraig O'Bean saying, pinnacle of squander and misuse, and is calling for the finance minister and the minister for public expenditure to be dragged before the finance committee. Will the opposition be able to make any hay out of this?
I think they will in the coming days. However, you know, we have a general election looming, as you say, in the next couple of months, and the question is going to fall to the opposition parties. I mean, particularly Sinn Féin. If they are to be in government next time around, what are they going to do with all of these billions that they may suddenly find themselves at their disposal? Mary Lou MacDonald saying yesterday that the money should be put into infrastructure and housing that's so badly needed. What does that actually look like? I mean, 13 billion is a lot of money after all. So how many houses would you build? What sort of infrastructure will you invest in? Is that going to include roads and so on? We know, of course, that there's been warnings every single budget, really, from the central bank, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, warning governments not to put too much money into the economy so that inflation's not overheated, so that capital projects that are promised can actually be delivered on based on how many workers we have at our disposal. And that's going to be an issue for opposition parties too. You can't just click your fingers and suddenly 13 billion worth of houses pops up. So look, I think it's an interesting one. The timing of it is certainly quite poor. The general election is looming, and political parties are going to have to set out, you know, what exactly they're going to do with this money when it comes through. If it is 6 months, if not more, you know, might have a new government by the time the money comes in, and that'll be a headache for the new government.
We spoke earlier about FDI. Obviously, the other party in this matter is a significant player when it comes to Irish FDI, that being Apple. They're one of the 10 companies that cough up half of our corporation tax. So far, they have said that they are disappointed with the decision. At this point, do we think they are likely to say anything else publicly, or is this them done?
I would say this is the end of the road. Certainly, you can't appeal the ruling any further. This is where it ends for both the Irish government and Apple. And the Irish government said that it would respect the decision. I would think for Apple, look, they've paid out that money already. That 13 billion has been sitting in an escrow fund. So it's not as if they have to cough it up tomorrow or in the coming weeks. Really now it's up to the Irish government to take the money out of their escrow fund and put it into Exchequer funding and decide what it is that they want to do.
And what about the relationship between Apple and the Irish government? Has it been undermined in any way by this?
Well, like I said, Minister Chambers said yesterday he met with Apple a couple of months ago. He said that they're very committed to Ireland. You know, there's certainly no indication that they're thinking of upping and leaving. Certainly the Irish government took Apple's side on this. And, you know, certainly the EU will tell you there was some sort of a sweetheart tax deal between Ireland and Apple. Of course, the Irish government rejects this and it says that, you know, we've never given preferential tax treatment to any company or any multinational company. You know, certainly that's not the case from the EU's perspective. So Apple will note that and it'll note that Ireland did stick by it. And I think that'll send a message to other multinational companies as well.
Gabia, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Gabia Gadavascacha, political correspondent with the Irish Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.